I'm Claire Davis for Mental Health Chats, and today I feel very privileged to have Tony Phipps with us, who is a former Royal Marine. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you, Tony.
This is part of our wider series. Find the full interview in the playlist for this series.
That's so interesting because my belief is, and I'm not a psychologist, but my belief is that there is, for any mental health illness, there is that switch of that button. So even people with eating disorders, alcoholism, any sort of addictions, I feel there's that switch that means I'm going to stop this now.
So is that
actually what you experienced?
And it was quite surreal because when I flew home, because I did the retreat in Holland, I sort of like reflected over the last few years prior to that and the build up to me preparing to take my life. And I said to myself, what advice would I give to myself now if I was going to do that again? And it was a case of, I would tell myself, you need to look at every single option, intervention, seek every piece of help you can get before doing what you're going to do. You need to exhaust every single avenue because like life is so precious. And you've given yourself a death sentence through choice, but everyone around you, you're given a life sentence of guilt and worry.
Thank you for that advice. That's really, really fantastic advice. And I think something that has really hit me here, and it's something I say to a lot of people when I'm training mental health first aid, is that we can't fix the problem for you.
Yeah.
I want to come and give you a hug, Tony. I know that you're just down the road, actually.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's quite cathartic. It's very cathartic to talk this through because, I feel in a privileged position to be on both sides and almost look at it from the outside in now.
Yeah, definitely. The people around you can't fix it for you. So we need to somehow work out how can we support people who are in this situation so that they can fix their own emotional illness.
It's an
emotional illness. And what I call it, and I've called it so many times, is emotional fitness.
Yes.
We all need to be working on our emotional fitness. And it sounds now, Tony, as you are working on your emotional fitness.
So the moment I put my hand up and said I was going to take my own life was the moment that I took responsibility for my own mental health.
Good. And we all need to take responsibility for our own.
Yeah. And like I've said before, we are here. You and I are here for a reason. And the chances of us being on this earth today is the equivalent of 2 million people standing in a long line with a trillion-sided dice, all throwing that dice and all landing on exactly the same number.
Yeah.
So why would anyone throw that away? We're here for a reason.
Thank you. So thank you very much, Tony, for your time. Looking forward to meeting you one day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.